listener production.
I know everyone says this, but I genuinely can't believe how fast time is flying. It's already September. September 2023. Like, isn't that crazy how fast the year has flown by? There's a couple of theories as to why time flies. I reckon it's because as you get older, proportionately, a year is less. Does that make sense? So when you're two, a year is like half your life. But when you're 50, a year is 1/50th of your life. And some other theories out there are because when you're a kid, everything is new, right? It's all novel. But as you get older, it all becomes very similar. And we might even have the same residence, the same partner, the same job for a decade, or maybe even a couple of decades. Nothing really sticks out. Nothing's novel. So it's easy to see why time feels like it's rushing past you. But I have a problem with this phrase, time flies, because I don't reckon it always does. I was with my kids on the weekend trying to get them into the car, take them to Nippers, and an older woman, she saw me and she said, "I hope you enjoy this time because it goes really quick." And I understood what she was saying. I got what she was saying. But in that moment, I was stressed. I was just trying to get my kids into their car seats. I wasn't really enjoying the moment in that moment. Can you relate? Like, do you think time flies when you're in a meeting that could really have been an email? Or when you're listening to the fourth speaker at a conference that you didn't want to attend? In those instances, time definitely, it did not fly. In fact, it dragged on. But yet, somehow, it's September already. The days are long, but the years are short kind of vibe. And so I actually think that time flies when we don't hold on to the things that would actually mark that time. So one way you can mark time is by punctuating it with novel experiences. Lisa Messenger and I chatted about this on a previous episode, about introducing novelty into your day. You could do novel experiences like skydiving today, bungee jumping tomorrow, flying to Japan on the weekend. But most of us don't have that type of money, and we have, you know, real lives and jobs and kids and obligations and responsibility. But there is an alternative. We can try paying attention to those little moments to mark time, no matter how mundane. So you could do like an unplanned walk, driving a different way to work. That's what Lisa Messenger and I chatted about. You could play I Spy with your kid. Because I'm a fan of like practical, actionable advice, I wanted to give you two different ways you can use to start to mark time. So number one is being mindful. Now, I really struggle with meditation. A couple of weeks ago, I chatted with Sarah Grinberg and she summarized perfectly why meditation doesn't work for me. I have a so-called monkey mind. If you want to start meditating, that episode has some great advice on how you can start. And I know a lot of people out there, maybe even you, find meditating really beneficial. So I don't really meditate. But I have gotten a lot better at mindfulness, right? We've talked about that before. Mindfulness is about noticing what's going on around you. And there's a lot of different things we can do to be mindful and present. But one of them is to pay attention to our senses. So Gretchen Rubin, she's written a great book on our five senses, right? Sight, sound, touch, smell, taste. And so she has a really great exercise where you go through this list and you reflect on your day and fill it out. Does that make sense? So for example, for me today, the things I saw was Hakavai's face when he looked at the chickens at school. The things I heard was the sound of my kids laughing in their room. The things I touched, the almost slippery feel of the moisturizer as I moisturized my face. The thing I smell is the Recipe Tin Eats beef brisket that I'm cooking that's in the slow cooker. And the thing I taste is the residue of the curly whirly I just finished. So you can use that exercise, trying to check in on your five different senses and thinking about what you saw, what you heard, what you touched, what you smelled, what you tasted. Doing that is going to help you slow down, be more mindful, and take stock of your life. There's another method that you can try. I heard about this from Matthew Dix. He's a best-selling author. He's become pretty well known for his homework of life idea. And homework for life is this. At the end of each day, you ask yourself, what happened today that made today different to yesterday? The prompt Matt says he actually uses is this. Someone has kidnapped my family and they won't give them back unless I tell them a story about something that happened today, even if that story is ultimately meaningless or mundane. And you write those moments down. Now, Matt is my kind of guy because he just keeps his list of moments in a spreadsheet. You don't need to write the full story of what happened. You can just put the date in one column and some words to remind you what happened in another column. So, of course, I tried this as well, right? On Tuesday, I tried an online yoga class. On Wednesday, I taught Huckabee about sandstone while lying in bed with him. You might want to record thoughts you've had, something you ate, a conversation you had with your kids. I really love this exercise. So let me leave you with this. There are many things that happen in our lives that are worth holding on to. We discard them and then we say things like time flies. Time doesn't fly. Mark the moments that matter and watch the world slow down. Thanks for listening to Tarea Pitts Pep Talk. Follow to get new pep talks every day. Listener.